PFT Media.
Elderly and southern. It's weird.
Sweet Sally. Welcome to
you sweet Sally. You don't respect me.
No, go ahead. Wait, do it. Go ahead.
Oh, sweet Sally. Oh, sweet, sweet Sally.
Well, turn here to go, Chico.
You don't respect me. So I don't respect you. And I'll beat your ass if you don't listen to me, bitch.
Hey, bonus episode, hanging out in the Crespo Diesel studio. It's me, Chris Crespo, chilling with Juicy Cockbringer.
What up?
How you doing?
Dude.
And Chico, yeah!
What's going on, folks?
How's it
what's
going?
Up, what's up, what's up?
How you doing, Chico?
Thank you guys for having me back. It's been a while.
Yeah.
It's been a while. I'm pretty sure I lost
it
my
It has count. Been a while. Yeah, I lost count, too.
Like
7 or 8, 9
way down
or something like that.
On the
well, that's on the, like, on you would think so, list. But haven't had a lot of repeat this year.
No, I see Etchy on here still all the time, man. Etchy still all the time.
Etchy is the...
He's like the unofficial third person of the podcast
now. He has become the go-to.
So he doesn't count anymore.
Yes. Etchy, I think we've gotten to the point where
Etchy doesn't count.
Etchy stopped counting
where
in terms of
stop counting his appearances, and you don't count.
Etchy became the guy where it's like, oh no, our guest canceled last minute. Steve, can you make it over here in 30 minutes?
He's never doing anything. I mean, he's doing a lot
he's,
at home.
He's always,
but
doing
he can
something.
Always leave.
Actually, just this past weekend, I was like,
but
buddy,
he can stop doing that.
Our guest canceled morning of. Can you come over? And he's like,
my back.
No, sometimes it's his back. Sometimes that's a bad back, but this one he's like, no, I got an interview scheduled for like a tidbit stick.
Actually, I see him going out more too. Like he's actually a little bit more active.
He's doing his thing, man. He's going out there. He's making stuff happen, working for the PFT stuff, you know, trying to make things happen. So yeah, producing State of the Beer Union. I just listened to an episode where
Mr. Ed
and Ms. Leslie got all 5 flavors of The Bud Lime-aritas?
No.
Is it the Lime-aritas?
Well, the aritas?
It's
like
the
orange.
The Arita series.
Mm-hmm. Are they all Arita series?
So it's a grape Arita.
They have a Lime-arita.
Lime-arita's the original. Like, Mango-arita.
Nice.
Grape-arita.
Grape-arita?
Grape-arita.
All
right. And
stretching it out.
Gross-arita.
And gross-arita. And they tried all 5 of them. And then, of course, they had like a spillover cup where they put all 5 in one. And then Ed had himself some all.
The all sorts.
Yeah, the all sorts.
Oh,
he had an all
suicide. All sorts.
He had an all sorts suicide.
Like an old school suicide. Like we just hit every fountain.
Oh, yeah. But no. See, in college, in our group of friends, there was this one bottle in his apartment.
Yeah.
Where it was. So at the end of every party, we took the dregs of all the bottles and poured them into one. And it was the all sorts.
All sorts. Nice.
And if
I like
if,
that idea.
If at any point in time, anybody could always have as much of the all sorts as they wanted, but they had to actually drink it.
Yeah.
Was it bad? Like, I've never done that. That's
I don't know. I never took a shot.
It went beyond. It was beyond Long Island iced tea into more of a New Jersey iced tea. So,
That New Jersey iced tea is really good.
Sound. Well, it was.
There's
just,
a reason why it's on a lot of menus at New Jersey iced tea. Let me tell you.
It was just a mixture of everything. I mean, tequila, gin, schnapps, things that you would definitely not
mix
together.
Yeah.
We definitely mixed. We all went in
just
that bottle.
Straight like flames, coming out of your inside.
Uh-huh. The stuff that wouldn't
probably just straight death.
The stuff that wouldn't be finished. Mm-hmm. Not good stuff.
It's not a bad idea though.
It's,
all sorts.
It's a fun party trick to have to break that out when everyone's hammered to see who's going to take a shot and then observe them from a distance for the next hour like an animal in the wild.
It's like, what's going to happen? Leave
him alone. I want to
see what happens.
I want to study.
Don't give him any water.
Yeah,
you're not allowed any water for the rest of the night.
No, we can leave water out near him. It's always a hint. but just see if he has wherewithal to consume said water, or if he reaches for the Lime-arita.
Let's give him a nice beer.
Yeah.
Plus water option. Like, which one are you going to try? And like, what are you feeling? More?
Yeah, exactly.
Saying, what's your soul craving?
Will you preserve yourself? Or will you push yourself down the road to suicide? It's an interesting choice that we make in our youth. It's definitely also a youthful thing.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
As gentlemen of a certain age, that age being super late 20s.
That's super late 20s.
That's what I tell people. That's my Tinder profile says.
That's what my Tinder profile says. Yeah, I had to hack the Facebook to say that's super late 20s.
Yeah, but you see, I can actually pass for that.
I can pull it off, my friend. I've had plenty of times. I get the question sometimes when I'm out. Like, how old are you? I'm like, I do the stereotypical. I'm like, how old do you think I am?
No, exactly.
And I've been told that.
That's the one I use.
The problem with that one, though, is...
If they want to get rude, put it back on them.
Yes. The problem with that is, though, that instantly... I've been told by girls, is, well, okay, so now you're a little bit older than I think because you've asked me how old I am. So that does bump you up a little bit. So they'll go, 20... And I'm like, oh, hell yeah.
Oh, yeah, I got this.
28. And I'm like... Close enough. Okay, close enough.
Close enough. Yeah, 27. Oh, no.
Close enough. Mm-hmm. Not 36, but close enough.
Can you pass for
24?
24?
Oh, yeah, I could see him pull.
A year ago, I passed for 24.
Yeah.
So who? A drunk person?
Probably.
That's different. I could pass
for... 28 for drunk is like 33 in real life. Yeah. So if he's getting 24, he's like pulling 28.
I shaved a full decade off my age.
Mm-hmm. That'll do it, too.
Mm-hmm. That's a full decade.
I guess so.
Yeah, you get a couple of grays, though, if you look closely. Dude, look at the side there. Pay attention.
I'm going salt and pepper on this motherfucker. It's going.
I've told people that, and you can't really... With the black hair,
yeah,
you can't really tell until like the light hits it just right. Like, I can see right up against the mirror, that light shining right down on it.
I know
every gray.
I know where they all are.
Every gray hair.
Every last one. I've even got a couple of my mustache now.
The mustache grays. The stash grays. The mustache grays, that's the alien race that fights against the Star Trek in the... I got some of the beard.
Bearded grays.
All right, so we're old men. Uh-huh. And we left those all sorts days behind a long time ago.
Did we?
And in the meantime, we started a podcast. You have Chico's Brain. Inside Chico's Brain, excuse me.
Chico's Brain.
You dropped the inside? Is it just Chico's Brain?
It's Chico's Brain.
No, okay, but we are going inside Chico's Brain.
That's not the safest thing to do, but we can do that.
That's what we're doing on a weekly basis, though. You and Darkness hanging out in the Chico studio. You got a name for your studio?
No, not yet. I don't...
Fort Chico?
I believe it's called The Kitchen.
It's called The Dining Room. The dining room. We just call it The Dining Room.
The Dining Room / Kitchen. The Kitchenette.
It's full of junk. Like, the people that come by, I call it junk. I don't consider it junk, but I realize most people would think it's junk.
Mm-hmm.
I have been recently buying a lot of pop figures.
Ah, the Funko Pops. You caught the bug. He caught the bug.
Yeah, but it's the Amazon Prime is the problem.
Yeah, they're cheap.
Because I can easily come home drunk and
be like, whoa, $50 gone.
Spend 40, $50 and come home with eight of them delivered in a few days. I'm like, and different. Yeah. Delivery schedules too. So I'll come home. There's a package. I'm like, what are these?
Fuck,
like,
which one's this one?
Oh yeah, I'm like,
it's a Vince McMahon $1 million Man. I'm like, these two are awesome. And then 2 days later, it's a Deadpool as Venom. I'm like, oh, this is fucking awesome too.
That's hysterical. That?
Mr. Bean shows up. I'm like, I got Mr. Bean.
Who keeps ordering this stuff? Oh yeah, that's me when I'm drunk.
Drunk me. Uh-huh. Well, thanks, drunk me. It's like a gift to sober you. Yeah. Drunk you just wants to give sober you gifts.
But then drunk me like wants weird things too. I ordered.
Oh yeah,
a finger extension training kit.
Okay.
Which you just put your fingers in these little like latex things that have three different settings. They are harder to extend, and you just, instead of crushing, you know, like trying to do like the grip strength, you extend the other way. So at some point in that drunkenness, I was like, I have stuff. I think it's stuff, like, out of my cart.
You're I need my fingers to be stronger.
You need more tensile strength.
Right. If I ever need to push things away with just my fingers,
yes.
I could squeeze like a motherfucker. I could squeeze something to death, but I can't push it away.
If your fingers are just getting caught inside an elevator door or subway door, you need to be able to pry it open there. Just your top knuckles only.
I think it's just training for checkers. I can slide it around with one finger
at ease. With such speed and dexterity.
Just grinding away at the board.
But say, start flicking quarters at people.
Oh. Maybe that's what I learned. That weird like twist that you get to spin it up.
Yeah, I have the exact personality that can easily get roped into collecting things. I have gotten into collecting things and getting into huge collections. I nipped the Pop Fungo collection right in the bud with my Blade Runner 2049 collection. I have every single one available. I got them on display, and then that's it. Yeah, I have three other ones that have been gifted to me that I put somewhere else. But that's it. I ain't buying no more
because
I can
box?
Easily only... I saved the boxes, but they are all, they're actually right behind you, right there. All the Funko Pops. It's all Blade Runner. One of them is in the box though, and it's the limited edition one, the Dave Bautista that comes with a helmet. That's the limited edition. Okay. I had to pay extra monies for it, so it stays in the box.
It's amazing how expensive those fucking things are.
They can get pricey. Yeah.
Like so, $5 a piece. The most expensive one I saw was a wrestling based one.
Yeah.
It's a CM Punk and his girlfriend.
Okay.
$500.
Woo! Look up Funko Watchmen and watch your head.
Oh, the original one from
explode.
They're almost the original ones from 2009. Really? Yeah, yeah.
The Rorschach and the Dr. Manhattan ones. Almost $1,000 a piece.
Yeah,
I don't know. It comes to that point of like, I can't buy it. There's no reason.
Not a chance.
You're past the point of buying that one.
Well, with a lot of those type of things, like I will put, like, I've got a bunch of the Funko Pops too.
Yeah,
I've got a price ceiling where I don't give a fuck how cool this thing is. Yeah. I am not paying more than X amount of dollars. Yeah.
I think 20 to 25 bucks is like my zone when it comes to those kind of things. Like, I mean, that like, man, like, is it 26? Really? Like,
no, 26?
Exactly. Why is it 26?
Yeah, why is it $1 over what I'm willing to spend?
Is there a used one where the box got, like, is there another one from Amazon where the return that's got a little bit of, like, a scrape on the box? I don't give a shit about the box.
There's a dent in there somewhere. Drew got his Black Phillip from The Witch, the talking goat Black Phillip Funko Pop. Yeah, that's his most prized possession.
One of.
Of all possessions. He owns two homes, and the Black Phillip Funko Pop is his prized possession.
Take one the homes.
I don't know. That Shape of Water print I got from James Jean.
Oh, yeah. That awesome print is pretty cool, too. Yeah, it's got that reflective, like, tint the water.
Oh, that's cool.
Do you hear that? Is that rain?
I think
so. Do you hear something? Do you hear
something? No. I hear what you're saying.
I hear something.
It's like a solid, like, sound.
Yeah, I'm going crazy. Oh, you hear it, too. We're going crazy together.
It's cord. It's a cord.
Oh, shared cord. Here we go.
It's a cord.
Guys, let's talk some movie news stories here. Let's see what I got. Did you know that Noodles World Kitchen? No, that's a banner ad.
Noodles World Kitchen?
It's a banner ad.
Sounds kind of good. You want to go to Noodles World Kitchen? Is that what you're saying?
There's so many damn noodle places now.
Let's get some damn noodles.
There's
guys.
A Spoleto right down the road that I've never walked into.
The what?
Spoleto.
Oh, yeah, the Spoleto. I think it's Portuguese-based.
It's Italian.
It's Italian. This is my Italian kitchen right on the front of it.
Meatballs, lasagna.
So, it's a pasta house.
Yeah.
Sylvester Stallone on Twitter at official Sly Stallone. Not on Twitter, excuse me, on Instagram. Put out an image. Close Rambo put out an image with the caption, "A savage rising ... soon." And it's the back of Rambo with the long red thing.
I like so it's the, coming the, back again.
I like the new Rambos.
I like the new Rambo too. Yeah. The newest one. Well, now 12 years old.
Rambo : death to brown people.
Death to brown people. This one will be more death to brown people, where Rambo will be fighting the Mexican drug cartels.
Oh, I was wondering where he was going. Is he going to Mexico? Or is he maybe going like after ISIS?
Exactly. They had so many options. Yeah.
So for him many to kill evil brown people.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's,
this
it's
one
just...
is we're sticking with the Donald Trump Mexicans are rapists smart. And druggists.
I don't agree with the rhetoric of our president, but. Smart for somebody for Stallone to be like,
oh, I thought
who can I get? Who can I get crazy ratings from?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, oh, those guys will buy this movie.
Stallone definitely leans right.
Yeah,
for
he does.
Sure.
Yeah.
For sure, he leans right.
But I mean, he'll go there and just shred like beheading crazy, like people taken apart by 50 cows.
That giant knife machete thing with the serrated. Yep. That thing was
gonna saw people's heads off with it.
Makes me want to rewatch.
It's gonna be great.
That's a really good movie.
My favorite is the very overt scene where the dude. Puts his hand on the child's shoulder and like leads him into the bedroom.
It's like I will fuck this child and then I will die later.
Well, that's him creating that backstory of like this is why it's okay for me to kill these people.
Yes, they are minimalist children. It's not bad enough that they terrorize villages and they are obviously bad, but they also molest the children. Yes, these brown people are so evil.
It'd be cool if he went completely opposite of that and just showed Mexican people trying to reunite their families and better their lives and then kills them anyway.
Yeah,
like goes that route.
The government has sent me in and I have succumbed because I have bills to pay.
Push that line. Still.
My American dream.
Rambo : ice.
My reverse mortgage because I'm 65 years old, so my reverse mortgage isn't working out. I need to take this government job.
I'd be curious to see how many people are like cool with that. I'm pretty sure. Unfortunately,
Rambo.
I think there'd be a lot of people like
Border Patrol.
It'd be a hit.
Rambo Border Patrol. That'd be so.
Oh
good.
My god.
What
hit.
Up, guys?
That's a hit.
How's it going?
Hey, sir, my wife and kids are on the other side.
Stay out of my country. I fought for this country, America.
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 These colors don't run.
I'm not saying Trump was right, but you know me.
maybe he wasn't so wrong.
I'm not saying Trump was right, but maybe he wasn't wrong.
I mean, Hitler was a vegan or a vegetarian. Mm-hmm. Anti-drug.
Mm-hmm. Who?
Hitler.
Was he a vegan?
Yeah. Yeah. Hitler, not a vegan, a vegetarian. He was a vegetarian.
Oh. Hitler was not anti-drug.
No, he was anti-drug for the populace.
In terms of
controlling the people. He himself was a drug addict. He had his own doctor that kept him doped up. And he also fed the soldiers greenies.
Yeah.
Speed.
Amphetamines.
Gave them all amphetamines.
Yeah,
to create the unstoppable German soldier. But recreational drugs, the official party line, recreational drugs, kaputski. Yeah.
That was my favorite part about playing back in the day, Wolfenstein 3D, is when you did take the speed-like things. It made me think of that exactly. Yeah. I'm like, oh, you found the secret stash of the SS pills. And like, all your just fists just pump in front of you as you run through.
Yeah, yeah. It's because you're all fucking methed out.
Based in truth.
Yeah, exactly.
Based in truth. Also based in truth, the Star Trek series. We mentioned Star Trek already. Chris Pine playing Captain Kirk in the last three Star Treks.
Yeah. Yep.
Chris Hemsworth playing his dad father. In the original one. They've been talking for a while about how Star Trek 4 is going to have some time travel shenanigans so that we can bring Chris Hemsworth back because he has since become a huge star.
I was about to say, but he's Thor now.
Exactly. Well, he doesn't need because it. He is Thor now. That now they're like, we definitely want to bring him back. Talks, negotiations have stalled, have kaputted out. Yes, because money, not just for Hemsworth, but for Chris Pine as well.
Chris Pine worth a lot more these days.
Who is now in Wonder Woman and stuff like that.
In Wonder
they
Woman,
found a way to even though his character is, spoiler alert, this character dies in Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
They found a way to, I don't know how they're going to do it, the interview though. He is coming back for Wonder Woman 1984, which is the name of the next one. Not only is it the next movie called Wonder Woman 1984, there's another movie coming out called 1984, and then there's White Boy Rick, which is set in 1984.
But is it 1984 1984? Like George Orwell, are we talking here?
That's the thing. Okay. I think it's all a symptom of our simulation overload fatigue that we're experiencing. You know we're experiencing simulation fatigue? Simulation syndrome fatigue. Overload.
No, what is that?
Okay, so simulation theory.
He thinks we live in a simulation. He thinks we live in the Matrix.
Okay, so there's a one in a billion shot that we are living in base reality.
According to Chris. Okay.
According to science. According to probabilities. According to Elon Musk. According to I don't know the person's name. A Bank of America, like
Elon
a top
Musk
financial.
Thinks, well, it's Bank of America. Elon Musk thinks we can terraform Mars. He's crazy.
Elon Musk has paid scientists to try to break us out of the simulation that we are currently. Well, to first approve that we're in a simulation, and then they try to break us out.
I like the concept, which might be very similar, that we were originally on Mars, and we came here to get away, and they changed our reality so we don't remember any of that.
That's Mission to Mars, yes.
We've
ruined Mars, and we've seeded Earth because Mars was dying anyway. And that's
Now suddenly we have no idea, so we're like, you know, we can go to Mars.
We already fucked that up.
Yeah, now we're trying to go backwards. Yeah, we were fucking up.
Because we don't remember that we were there.
No, this is a simulation. It's just the fact of just go from Pong to Call of Duty to the way that the amount of video game systems, the components out there that have games, the exponential development of games over time. I mean, I'm saying base reality. It could be the year 23-something. Right. And this is GTA 52. You know, or 5200 or whatever. Then we're just part of the AI around. What was a GTA game where you could go to a nightclub and watch Ricky Gervais do a comedy club set?
I'm not sure if that was Vice. No, that was GTA 4.
That was 4.
GTA 4.
Not even the newest one. The fourth one, you could go watch Cat Williams do a set.
Yes, yes.
You get a cell phone call from a friend. He's like, let's go hang out. And then you go watch Cat Williams do a comedy set.
That was actually one of the most annoying parts of that game.
But it was...
Was having your quote-unquote friends be like, yo, we gotta come and hang out. And it's like, I'm in the middle of murdering 30,000 people. I've got 5 cop stars, and now if I don't go hang out with this guy, then the thing's gonna go down, and I'm not gonna be able to do my next mission.
Yeah,
I like that idea though. I've always had this thought that what if this isn't my reality at all?
Yeah.
What if I'm? And mine was.
Or it is. Well. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, it is your reality.
So, but my thought was, what if I'm actually in a mental facility? I am doped up in a bed right now.
A Jacob's Ladder situation.
Well, every single thing, you guys are actually in here
yeah.
as well. But I mean, it might, but you're just.
Or just as crazy as you are.
Legion. Have you seen the show Legion? That's no. like Legion. That's like the first season
that
of
Legion.
But yeah, he's locked up in a mental hospital, and he's talking to all these other people and stuff, but it's like, what are extensions of his reality? What are actual people?
Yeah, so this is what I actually think is happening, but we're sitting around in the rec room right now.
Interesting. I'm talking about something different where it's like The Sims. What if someone's playing The Sims, and we're not the players, but you know when you play The Sims, there's like AI running around, all these characters that are doing their thing, just existing, running out their program.
Right.
Where we could just be the AI around the program. Then the people that are doing great around us, your LeBron Jameses.
They're the players.
Those are players. Those are people that are that are killing it. And then also people that do terrible.
That's really depressing.
People that run around, do shootings, and all these terrible stuff. Those could be players as opposed to AI. We're just the AI. That's why we're stuck in our ruts.
So either start doing way better, AI. Or start running around just killing people, and maybe...
That's not us.
Maybe
though.
I'm a newbie player that doesn't know he's doing it.
We don't have that us in us. Maybe a player will jack into us, and that's why I was like, "Oh, he was such a nice guy. I don't know
and
why."
It's better than a player jacking
us
off.
All of a sudden, you went on a rampage, and then other religions fold into simulation theory. So then there's like the God, the Creator. That's your video game designer. There's the parallel universe idea. That's just other games, other versions of the same game, or
other saves,
or saves the game's being saved. Or there's when you die, you come back as a different life form. Oh, yeah. That's just the game being reset, restarted, or the game ends, or whatever. Everything falls under simulation theory, is what I'm trying to say. Oh my god!
So, the only problem with this theory is it's based on technology. So before computers, obviously we couldn't think about anything like this.
How many like? There's I do remember a little bit of time before computers because of my age.
Yeah, sure.
But I mean that was.
Well, no, the game...
That memory could be complete fake.
But they design into the game, so I'm saying we're playing a game that has a history written into it, or maybe it's even a game where that history has acted out. So say it's like we played Oregon Trail. Mm-hmm. Right, Oregon Trail.
Or Civilization, literally starts from the base.
We already have these games that already encompass all this stuff. So what I'm saying is then to bring us back to simulation fatigue, now the simulation, we're becoming more self-aware of it as these discussions happen. Mm-hmm. So it's starting to like, the synapses are firing, it's starting to break down, the hive mind is starting to become way too self-aware.
Yeah.
We may be coming to a point where either the game is coming to its natural conclusion where it's going to end, you know, and then nuclear war is like, the game is over, but it's really just the game resetting. Or the whole breakout type of thing, it's just the game glitches out and it breaks down. It's a 13th floor type of situation. We're becoming too self-aware. And then we're trying to fix it. We're trying to patch it with all these crazy things like Donald Trump and all this stuff. And it's falling apart around us, so we don't know.
That's really crazy.
It is crazy.
Or we could all die and the Mormons were right.
That's what Rowan Atkinson proposed in his stand-up bit when he's like, "Well, is Welcome to Hell." And that guy who's welcoming everyone, he's like, "Oh, it turns out the Mormons."
Right. Yeah,
it's very funny. It's a very funny conclusion to a very good bit. Yeah, I enjoy Rowan Atkinson. So it looks like Chris Pine and Chris Hemsworth are like, we're worth too much money to come back.
I still feel like Chris Pine is not worth that much money.
I don't either. I don't think... He's okay. I've warmed to him.
Yeah, Chris Hemsworth back and I'd be like, "Hey, you guys can't afford me."
Yeah.
That makes sense. He's huge.
He's Thor.
Chris Pine is
God of Thunder.
To me, he's still like a bit part. Like even a Wonder Woman, he's still like not that it could have been anybody.
You're pointing to Wonder Woman, I'm like Gal Gadot, excuse me, is the one worth the money, not Chris Pine. But
even though I'm not too big of a fan of her Wonder Woman,
I think still, she's fine.
After the Batman Superman her movie and then Justice League, I'm still like, she's all right.
I thought personally she was the best part of Batman v Superman : Dawn of Justice.
The character itself being in the movie, like the idea of where she's in there, I don't like her as Wonder Woman. Let's say that. I don't like her as Wonder Woman. I don't feel it necessarily. I just don't.
Okay. Fair enough. There
bigger.
You go.
It should be bigger.
Jason Statham has some thoughts on the PG-13 version of The Meg that came out this weekend.
I have some thoughts on why did he do that?
Why would you make people?
Why would you? Why would
you? Make money. Cha-ching! That's why. Money. Those are the money.
Yeah, he needs to make money.
And it made $45 million this weekend, so it worked. It kind of worked. But here are his thoughts. With regards to how the movie changed from the time he signed on to the final cut, Jason Statham says, "Yeah, but there was other stuff at the beginning that was, I'm just saying it was radically different. I guess in some ways your imagination and your own perception of what it's going to be is its worst enemy, just because you should always try and not narrow that down and imagine what you want it to be and just go for the ride. John, that's the director, John's interpretation of this is a fun end of summer movie. It's full of humor. It's a little bit more directed to a different taste of what my own is in terms of I like more gory adult stuff. But then the director,
that
John Turtletop,
gonna eat a lot of people.
It was going to eat a lot of people in a more bloody way. Yeah. John Turtletop himself, though, said that there is like an unrated version that he has that is gorier and funnier than what is in theaters now. So
I haven't seen it. I don't know if we'll
haven't seen it either.
You'll catch that on the DVD.
I think. Well, yeah. I'll just then wait for
that's what I'm
the supposed unrated cut to eventually come out.
Maybe
I don't need to see it.
Maybe it's super campy. Maybe that is the B movie that we're looking for,
that we want to see, as opposed to the one that has reviews that it's like 5 out of 10. It's what it is. What it is. It's not that bad. It's
I just
not
feel
that
like
good.
Somehow without Jason Statham, this movie does not go to theaters at all. It becomes like a sci-fi movie.
Yeah,
like
of course. Movie 100%. Event. Yes.
But you put him in it, and now it's like, oh, he's in this
well,
film.
Well, him and the
starring Luke Perry.
Him and the Chinese money. The Chinese money really helped with the budget on this one.
And it's doing well in China.
Of course it is. It's a Chinese co-production.
It opened pretty well over there, so yeah. But just because of the Chinese co-production, they had that huge bomb, their first gigantic $100 million bomb. So not all movies are guaranteed to open big in China.
Skyscraper's not doing well here. It's doing great in China.
Yeah, so that worked that well for Mr.
Surprise. Skyscraper's not doing well because The Rock just...
It's surprising, but it's also his third movie of this year behind... well, Jumanji came out December, but still, played long into the year.
Yeah.
And then he had, what's the... Baywatch. No, Baywatch was last year. I'm talking about this year.
No, that Skyscraper...
Another family type movie.
No, it was that Rampage.
Thank you, Rampage. Thank you, which also did well. That made franchise did pretty well. So maybe people are just like, yeah, Dwayne Johnson, cut it to 2 movies a year.
Maybe. He's doing a Disney movie now.
I think it's the
Jungle
fact
Cruise.
That yep. Yeah, I think it's the fact that it's kind of like a weird, like it does seem like a B movie as well. Skyscraper just seems like a movie that
absolutely is.
It's the Die Hard thing, which is cool.
Mm-hmm. It's Die Hard in the building,
right? And I'm cool with that. I'm cool with that. Like I don't mind thinking
PG-13.
I don't mind rethinking. Rock and the Die Hard kind of situation. That sounds interesting.
He's the perfect person to put in that type of movie. They made him a little more vulnerable, making him an amputee.
Yeah.
But then that barely played into it. He has Jungle Cruise coming out. That's what made so much money that they're doing it. Whoa, what was that? Oh, it's at the phone. Okay. And sometimes this thing makes crazy noises. I don't know. Yeah. And it's a pirated program, you know. So. I'll just cut that part out because FBI is the Jungle Cruise. Welcome to
the FCC.
Jumanji
3.
Fuck the FCC. Sanjay Pike Pratt, whatever that guy's name is. That guy's
Ajit Pai.
Yeah, the guy with the the Reese's Pieces coffee mug.
Yep.
Fucking shove that thing up his penis hole.
The whole coffee mug?
Yes.
Damn.
No. Yes, but piece by piece.
I would say
all at once.
No, I'm breaking the shirt.
It's too much work to get the whole thing in there. And shards would be
all at once.
I'm just one
forceful push.
This is salt.
You just squish
this
penis
is
back.
Salt eat style. No,
it's gonna pop.
I'm gonna make him swallow the whole thing whole. Put a key in the middle. Make him swallow the cup, and then I'm gonna tie it anyway. This is too
much. I say you spread the pee hole open, get a pee shooter, and little shards one at a time,
and then we're
zipping
like,
through the urethra.
Get your hands off the internet, you gross piece of shit.
A lot of work to tell you to get your hands.
Yeah,
how about instead of bamboo under the fingernails, bamboo in the pee
hole? Oh, and how about instead of
the worst?
How about instead of bamboo into pee hole, fingernails under the pee hole?
Oh.
Like we clip our fingernails and sit there with
stick
the curved
in there?
Ones?
No,
the
no,
ones?
Still attached. Still attached to the finger.
Oh no, I don't put my finger in his pee hole.
Then I've got to put my finger in there.
Yeah, I'm not sticking my finger in his pee hole.
No, his fingers.
His own fingers in his own pee hole? How might do that anyway?
How about instead of his
thing?
How about instead of his fingers in his pee hole? We give him a delicious cake and then send him on his way instead.
No, that's nice.
That doesn't make any sense.
Let's just be nice and tell him to stop.
Hey, how about this? How about
a cake that says please stop?
How about instead of giving him a cake that says please stop and send him on his way? How about we send him a $25 gift card to Starbucks inside a birthday card?
Why?
Because we went too far.
Because
we have to really back
him up. And now we're helping him out. Now we're feeling bad. How about we get a year's supply of Reese's Pieces?
We overseasoned.
Are they poisoned?
We overseasoned this beef. We're trying to uncook it.
Are they like slightly poisoned? So throughout the year, he just keeps dosing himself
maybe,
and he dies.
Maybe like a little bit of diarrhea out of it. Like the cake is really tasty, but afterwards he's like, man, my stomach hurts a little bit. That's the kind of pain.
How about he eats the cake and then keels over dead?
Yes. I'm thinking like the Visine in the drink.
How about we give him the cake that we send to the prisoners with the nail file on the inside, but we don't tell him about it. Then he accidentally eats the nail file, and he nail files his guts to death.
Now we're back in.
Now we're back. Now we got it. There we go.
So you were saying?
I was saying. I think I said this on the last episode. Sony shouldn't be allowed to make movies anymore.
Correct. I agree. All
right. So we already talked about this with Joshua Pinkman Fowler himself from Casual Shadows. This is in episode 292. But have you heard about this, Chico? Venom started life as an R-rated movie.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's announced. Sony told Variety they're knocking it down to a PG-13.
Why? Why are they? Why are
because
they
hate
down?
Themselves because, and they want to make a shit movie.
Because they hate themselves and they don't know what they're doing.
Like, I don't understand the in this day and age, what knocking it down to a PG-13 does for you.
A wider audience.
People hopefully it makes a wider audience. They can market it to more people, i.e. kids, yeah, and hopefully get the kids.
Kids will probably still see it. Kids have seen Deadpool.
Yeah.
Deadpool was a hit. Yeah.
So, Deadpool's kids are still seeing it. Like, yeah. Those ratings don't mean shit anymore.
It shouldn't.
It's based on the parents deciding, okay, my kid can see this. Uh-huh. I'm okay with that. I curse all day in the car.
Not talking about NC-17.
Right. No, right. NC-17 is still like taboo. Like you don't see like that's a scary rating to put on a movie. But R doesn't do shit.
And the ratings are voluntary.
Mm-hmm. Right,
it's not a legal system. They're not legally it's up to the theater.
The MPAA is just like everyone's this just like a, you know what, we're gonna go along with it.
The MPAA does it. The MPAA exists and they do this so that the government doesn't step in and say we're gonna be a censor board. It's like no, we will self censor. And it's been working out for the most part, since then. There's a great movie about it called This Film Is Not Yet Rated. Uh-huh. Great documentary.
It is. Really good documentary.
Very good stuff. I mean, it has its problems, obviously, but it is better than government doing the job. That's what they got over there in the UK. Although, it's not too bad over there in the UK.
I feel like
the socialist nightmare that it is over there.
I feel like leaving it rated R is the best bet. If you knock it down to 13, the movie's going to be horrible.
Yes, yes.
It is going to kill the movie.
The only chance this movie had of being good was being hardcore R-rated horror film. You want to take out Spider-Man, you want to do all this ridiculousness, then it has to be intense.
Right. Yeah.
And
I know dropping it down to 13, you just know that they're going to limit. They're going to cut it back. They're going to water it down. It's not going to be very good at all.
So that's a real bummer. So Sony, they're trying to put together a Spider-Man-less Spider-Man universe that involves a Venom movie. And what was the other? There was another
Carnage.
One. Carnage is supposed to be. We thought Carnage was going to be in Venom. But maybe they're trying to spin a Carnage movie off of Venom. Possibly.
Probably.
With Woody Harrelson as Carnage.
Yeah. Right.
Because Woody Harrelson is cast as the guy, the serial killer, whatever his name is.
You can't do this Venom movie without something at some point leading to Carnage. Even just a hint, even just the stinger at the end, after credits.
What would be the point of even doing any of this? If you can't even go that route, right? If you're not doing Spider-Man, you gotta go Carnage. They were working on a Silver and Black movie, but that has been pulled from the schedule, Drew. Mm. Sony is now pumping the brakes on the Silver and Black, so all they have is Venom, and I swear there's something...
And it's gonna destroy their Spider-Verse. It is not going to make enough money to warrant anything else.
If you don't connect it to Spider-Man, it makes no sense. And why wouldn't you? You have the Spider-Man connection to everything Marvel's done. Mm-hmm. And so you basically pull a little bit from that the Avengers kind of thing to the Spider-Man connection to your Venomverse.
There's a rumor that part of the deal of Marvel using Spider-Man now in their movies is that maybe there's a quid pro quo of getting some MCU characters in some of these Spider-Verse movies. Not saying it's going to happen with the Venom movie, but maybe some of these other movies they're developing could, not necessarily Captain America, but maybe a Falcon could show up or something like that. There's also the Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse animated film.
That actually looks promising.
Which looks pretty good. The Miles Morales as Spider-Man, but then Peter Parker's in there as well.
It's the multiverse nonsense.
I'm
cool with that. I mean, I'm glad that it's a cartoon, not a movie.
Exactly.
Yes. Like, I wouldn't want it to be part of canon, like the Marvel cinematic kind of thing, because it would just
be its own thing.
It'd be a mess.
Only reason I have any hope for this weird Todd Phillips Joaquin Phoenix Joker movie in that it's free to be its own thing and not have to connect to all these other DC movies.
I love the fact they're trying to do it super low budget too.
Very low budget.
That'd be very
R-rated.
Because that story, his backstory, does not need to be all the fantastic like Jokerisms that you get from Batman.
It'd be nice and dark and crazy, and executive produced by Martin Scorsese. It's got hope. It's got a chance, but it could be terrible. You never know.
Would you rather have had them go Leonardo DiCaprio, which was the rumors at first, to go?
Oh, that was fun. DiCaprio would have been
interesting.
Yeah. I could picture DiCaprio Joker, you know, really chewing it up and having a good time. Yeah. But Joaquin Phoenix is interesting because he is not the type of guy to just jump onto any comic book movie.
No, but he can get really dark.
He can get very dark. He's very picky with his films, and I'm a fan of his. And he flirted with, he auditioned for Christopher Nolan's Batman. Didn't get that part, obviously. And then he met with Marvel for Doctor Strange. He was interested in Doctor Strange, but he ultimately said no. And then they ended up going with Benedict Cumberbatch. So he is, like, interested. He wants to make a big movie. He wants to play in those sandboxes.
Yeah.
But he really has to believe in the story that he's presented and the character that he's presented. So the fact that The Hangover, Todd Phillips, he's like, I got a Joker movie for you, Joaquin Phoenix. And Joaquin Phoenix said yes. That's interesting.
I don't like the idea of making these films and not somehow connecting them. I know studio to studio you have
Jared Leto's doing one that connects all of them.
But I don't like Jared Leto.
I'm not a big fan.
I don't like it, man.
Me neither.
Yeah, I just don't. I don't mind Jared Leto at all. I like Jared Leto. Yeah, he's cool. I don't know. It's not.
It's weird.
That ain't my Joker.
Yes.
I just don't like
it. Hashtag not my Joker.
Yeah, exactly.
X-Men. So we got the Disney Fox deal is going through. Right. It's been approved.
Yep.
They really haven't made an announcement, though, a big announcement. It's strange that they're kind of sitting on the official, like it's good to go. But it is pretty much like the ink is drying on the contract. Right. It's good to go. In the meantime, we have these X-Men movies that have been produced and made.
The Rise of the Phoenix, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. What's the official title? X-Men : Dark Phoenix.
Dark Phoenix.
And then there's also the New Mutants.
Right. Which has been apparently going through reshoots, too.
Yes, they've been doing reshoots on both of these movies. Now, what do these reshoots mean? Why are they doing them? Are these movies even going to be released? You don't spend a lot of money on these movies and then not release them, or do you?
Well, it all depends on if you're trying to revamp or not.
I wouldn't release the
X-Men. I mean, if
you wouldn't, I'm
telling you this right now.
New Humans, maybe?
If they are trying to fold the X-Men into this new MCU that they've done, then they should not read. No. They need to cut the head off this thing now.
Well, this thing, the first X-Men Dark Phoenix was supposed to come out in November of this year. It got pushed to February.
Yeah.
Any X-Men involvement in MCU movies isn't going to happen until, even with this deal going through, isn't happening until post-2020, maybe 2021. So they could continually put these movies out and then just be done with these style of X-Men movies and then do these starts of the whole
thing. The problem, I think the closer you do this stuff, like Fantastic Four, we just had a Fantastic Four movie. I know it's just a couple years, but we just had that one crappy movie. So I think Fantastic Four went back to Disney again. Like, I think they have that back.
Marvel's going to have it.
Right.
Yeah.
So obviously they're going to redo it at some point.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still too close. I don't like watching and going, oh, I remember. I don't want to have like a really recent memory of.
I'm not sure if they're going to, quote unquote, redo it.
Sort of happened with Spider-Man recently.
I think what they're going to do is what they did with Spider-Man recently.
Yeah.
Where they just kind of fold them in. Like, we're not going to get the origin story again. We've seen the origin story.
The Fantastic Four.
We know what happened.
They just already exist.
Exactly. They're just going to, boom. By the way, Fantastic Four are here, and they're going to whoop some ass, and if this goes well, they'll get their own movie.
All of a sudden, the Baxter building's a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea. I think I do like that idea. Where, but certain characters, it'd be amazing if they could somehow keep Hugh Jackman. But I mean, that's not going to happen.
No,
it would be amazing. But he has after Logan, you kind of want to. As much as I would like to see Hugh Jackman play and keep playing that sandbox, it's like
I would really love
to put that to kind of bed. But
I don't know, man. I would really love to see Hugh Jackman and Ryan Reynolds pulling off like a Deadpool Wolverine movie.
Of course, and it Ryan seems like Reynolds they're playing that.
It seems like both of them are kind of like trying to like just. I mean, Hugh Jackman seems comfortable with playing that up, like pushing that.
They're definitely playing together, having a good time with the whole thing for sure. They obviously friends in real life, so we'll see. Disney, they find that old James Gunn thing was crazy. So.
Oh man, that James Gunn shit.
A bunch of nonsense. Fucking Disney. They did that without telling Marvel. Marvel had no idea that they were gonna fire James Gunn. They're like, this is our employee. Like, well, he's our employee too.
Yeah.
You're all our employees. All right, final story. Biggest story we got. This is gigantic. We can't ignore it. This is huge.
All right.
We finally have cast the main voice for Sonic the Hedgehog.
No, man.
It's happened, Drew. Drew, what's that reaction? What are you doing?
Am I supposed to even give a shit this movie is existing?
Drew, please. Put the headphones back on. Sit down in the chair. The show's not over yet.
This is...
Come on, man. Calm down. Serious. Calm down.
This is the most important thing to happen.
This is on par. This is on par.
This is the most important thing to happen in America since September 11, 2001.
Super Mario Brothers.
I'm going to throw out
this is on par with that.
This is going to be even better.
I didn't know they were making a Sonic Adventure.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Chico!
Yeah, they are. We've known about this for a while now.
I think I've missed it. So is it a live action movie?
It is not. It is a... Well, it is a CG live action hybrid is what it is.
Okay, so like a Jungle Book style. So
expect an animated blue hedgehog to be voiced by none other than world famous Ben Schwartz.
Ben Schwartz?
Who?
Yeah, you guys know Ben Schwartz.
Who the hell Ben Schwartz?
You know Ben Schwartz?
I thought you were going to say Ben Kingsley.
Ben Schwartz, this guy. You know Ben Schwartz, this guy? Does that face look familiar?
No.
Do you watch Parks and Rec?
No.
You play Jean Ralphio in Parks and Rec?
Nope.
Do you guys watch House of Lies?
No.
Nope.
He's on the Showtime show House of Lies. That's not on the air anymore?
Nope.
Do you guys know BB-8?
No.
Yes.
Yes.
Drew, is he the voice of BB-8?
He provided some of the sounds for BB-8.
Yeah. I feel like I'm at one of these Comic Cons. I'm going by. there's a picture of BB-8 and some guy sitting there.
He's just some dude.
Are you the squeaking guy?
Yeah, he's like, he helped with the first movie.
Hey, man, $25 for an autograph. Get the hell out of here.
Fuck you, buddy.
They didn't bring him back for the Last Jedi, though. Him and Bill Hader.
Of course not. You don't need
both
him.
Both him and Bill Hader apparently did some sounds for BB-8.
I would much rather, like, Bill Hader's way more famous.
Way more popular.
If I saw BB-8 and Bill Hader, I'd be like, holy crap, you did that?
But Ben Schwartz knows J.J. Abrams, that's why. So J.J. Abrams is like, come on in, buddy, and help me out with this stuff. So Ben Schwartz...
Did he work at a coffee shop that J.J. Abrams stopped by?
Yes. He's a comedian. Like I said, he did have that Showtime series, House of Lies with Don Cheadle.
Don Cheadle. Yeah, Don Cheadle's great. Yeah.
And I know of Ben Schwartz because he pops up in some podcasts I listen to and stuff like that out there in L.A.
Well, he's got nothing else to do.
And also, he's like Parks and Rec. Like, he's the type of guy who's got his career going. Oh, yeah. And apparently he's parlayed that into being the voice of Sonic the Hedgehog in the Sonic the Hedgehog movie, which will also feature Jim Carrey as Dr. Robotnik.
Wow. Wow.
I want Jim Carrey to be live action Dr. Robotnik.
I think he'll be live action CG hybrid Dr. Robotnik.
Jim Carrey, and then you take that power of that person as a doctor, which Dr. Robotnik, I can see him going insane for that kind of role.
Yeah.
And you put this guy.
Ben Schwartz.
Yeah, sorry, I forgot his name already.
Ben Schwartz
to be his counterpart. So you're trying to, like, if you're trying to even the playing field between the power, you put Ben Schwartz.
It's going
to
be our
garbage. How about Ben Stiller? Like, if we're going for Ben's, can we just, like, Hollywood, how about some different Ben's?
Ben Stiller.
Like Ben Kingsley.
Yeah, Ben Kingsley. I'll take it.
Okay, let's round out this this cast a little bit. So we got Ben Schwartz as...
Are we getting a full Sonic, like, with Tails and everybody in there?
I don't know if we're gonna, I don't know if that's going to pop up. Hopefully,
I like Tails been in Sonic, so...
Maybe a little Knuckles cameo? Let's see. Let's round out this cast. Ben Schwartz as Sonic. James Marsden will be in the movie as well. Tied it back into
bigger
X-Men.
Name
we got
than
the
Ben
Cyclops.
Schwartz.
Yeah, Tika Sumpter, who is
I think I ate that yesterday.
She's just starting. Delicious Tika Sumpter. She's just starting to blow up now a little bit. She's the sister who's getting catfished in that Tyler Perry movie.
Okay.
Nobody's Fool. She's not
okay.
All right.
She's not Tiffany Haddish.
Exactly. She is not Tiffany Haddish in the new Tyler Perry movie. Dr. Robotnik, a.k.a. Dr. Eggman, is Jim Carrey. And then we have, joining the cast, two actors from the MCU.
Okay. That are not playing Sonic.
That are not playing Sonic.
But
they're joining joining the Sonic Hedgehog movie. You guys want to take
a guess? I don't care
who
they are. They are bigger than Ben Schwartz.
You want to take a guess as to the MCU actors who will be joining...
Like, there's a lot of MCU actors. Are we, like, higher up MCU actors?
No,
are we talking?
Yes. Okay. There are a lot of actors. Yes, there are a lot of actors. That is correct. In the MCU. We're talking about 20 movies, something.
I'm trying to think of who. So, Samuel L. Jackson?
Samuel Jackson's your guess. Okay, that's one guess. Good guess. Okay.
Jeremy Renner.
Those are the two guesses. Okay, the answers are Adam Pally.
Who?
And Neil McDonough.
Who? See, maybe I was wrong. I think they're on the same level as Ben Schwartz.
Who are these people?
Neil McDonough was part of the Howling Commandos in Captain America First Avenger. He's that guy.
Oh, that guy.
He's this guy.
Oh, yeah, this guy.
I know that guy.
He's this white guy.
Yeah.
What's his name again?
Neil McDonough. He's in a bunch of stuff.
Most recently, I remember him.
He pops up on TV a lot.
He was that awful, he played Bison in an awful Street Fighter movie.
Yes. There you go. Is it the one on Amazon Prime?
I think so. It's probably the one I watched.
Adam Pally is a comedian who was... He played a random soundtrack guy in Iron Man 3.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
So he had a small role in Iron Man 3, which makes him an MCU actor. He's just a comedian.
He meets Tony Stark, and he's like, Tony Stark's biggest fan. He's like, I did my beard after you.
Yeah, blah, exactly. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. It was weird. So those two guys are joining the...
it's a bunch of nobodies.
It's going to be a great
movie. And Jim Carrey.
It's going to be fantastic.
Jim Carrey as the villain, which is... So the entire trailer is going to be Sonic not making much noise, sewing all the Sonic spin stuff, and a lot of Jim Carrey, Jim Carrey captions and like little blurbs from Jim Carrey.
Little animals popping out of robots that get destroyed.
It's going
to
be fantastic.
If they don't do the little animal scene at some point, and just go, he's just saving little animals.
That's all you're doing, the whole movie.
It's going to be awesome.
Save little animals.
Looking forward to it.
Hidden baby chickens inside robots.
We will all be looking forward to this and watching it together opening day. I can't wait for you guys to join me opening day in November 2019 when this movie comes out.
I'm going to punch you square in the nuts.
I can wait.
You're going to punch you in my square nuts?
No, I'm going to punch you square in the nuts.
with a mug.
He's going to punch my nuts square. I'm going to punch your nuts so hard they're going to turn them square.
Yep. Pow!
Pow! A square nuts!
I'm going to square up your sack, son. That sounds very like old timey fight
battle
stuff.
Like,
square up your sack, there, son. Square up your sack, you son of a bitch. There we go. Yeah, Sonic the Hedgehog is coming, guys. I can't wait. It's very exciting. Awful. I can't wait. We're gonna be there.
It's gonna be on par with Super Mario Bros.
I'm gonna buy your ticket, Drew, as soon as they're ready.
After credits, Shadow rides up on a motorcycle.
Yes, and he's gonna be like, "I hear you have a Hulk problem." I hear you have a. It's actually not a Hulk problem. He says something else.
Anyway.
Drew, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Not sure.
Chico, thank you, sir.
Thanks for having me.
Follow him on Twitter at This Is Chico.
At This Is Chico, at Chico's Brain.
Yes, Chico's Brain.com. Get inside Chico's Brain at Chico's Brain.
Everything.
On Spotify and the whatnot.
Spotify,
Did you say you want to get inside Chico?
I want to get inside Chico's Brain.
He said he wants to be inside you.
We've got inside his brain many times really, with the lightning round. How many lightning rounds have you done? 6-7 lightning rounds? That's like 70 questions worth of Brain Rorschach.
So much stuff.
He's welcome. Drew, come join me inside Chico.
No, thank
There's
you.
There's plenty of room for both of you.
Come join and oh man, come join me inside Chico. No, shrink me down. Have you seen the movie Inner Space? This is me when I get shrunk down. I'm inside my tiny spaceship. Now here we go, inside Chico. Ooh, and inside the ear cavity. Now we're going down the throat, into the gut, and now we're inside Chico's guts.
Look, that's my second podcast.
Yes. Welcome inside Chico's Guts with me, Chris Crespo. I am the host inside Chico's Guts. And we have here some old banana. Whey protein shake is stuck up here on the sides. I'm going to get out this brush here and scrape it off. There we go.
I like the fact that you're doing work.
I'm actually doing that. So I'm miming it for you guys, for you here in the room. Now we're going down. What's this hole down here? Oh, no, Chico's colon. No!
Chris is in your butt.
Well... Give me about 30 minutes. I'll get him out.
I am the keeper of Chico's colon entryway. Who dares disturb me inside Chico's colon?
Does it sound like that's the exact sound I expected it to make?
That is kind of strange.
It is me! I'm Chris, and I am the host of Inside Chico's Stomach. But we are now in the guts. I made a left turn at Albuquerque, and I'm in your guts.
Way too far.
I'm stealing this for the next intro to my show.
How dare you interrupt my slumber! You tried to pass through the guts. Do you have what it takes to enter the sphincter, Chico Sphincter?
I'm loving every bit of that.
I think I do. Here we go. We're ready to go into the sphincter. Gatekeeper!
Does he have what it takes
He's to get He's not very confident.
Does he have what it takes to get inside your sphincter?
It doesn't take much.
I am ready, gatekeeper. What do I have to do?
I don't know. No one's ever gotten this far. This is all new territory. I guess
it's been a pretty boring job.
Just pay the toll. I was
really expecting the bridge keeper bit from Monty Python right now. That would have been good.
What do you think? I'm some sort of hack?
Yes.
Inside the gatekeeper of the sphincter? Uh-huh. Of the sphincter hole?
I do think you
should. Here I go with the sphincter hole!
That's exactly what I was hoping for.
Splash. Hey, he's out.
That's me. Yeah, it's me dropping into the toilet and then I re-embiggin and I'm all wet.
Re-embiggin.
Do you guys see Inner Space?
No. No, but I just watched the Flash episode.
You've never seen Inner Space?
Tried to re-embiggin Cisco in a...
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Man. No, I just watched that today.
Yeah. I remember that one.
There's no re-embigginning. It's not re-embigginning.
The Flash is fun. I like that show. You never saw Inner Space with Dennis Quaid and Meg Ryan and to get inside Martin Short?
Yeah. That is so amazing. Martin Short acting with people inside of him having to react to all
and
that.
Talking to him, it's a Joe Dante movie. The guy who did Gremlins. You really haven't seen Inner Space? Wow.
That's really good.
I'm going to have to track that down so we can watch it somehow.
That's really good.
I feel like it's a sort of an unspoken about 80s classic, late 80s classic.
Oh, it's so good.
And it has...
I just imagine the scenes where, all right, Marty, so they're inside of you now. They're going in this part, and so you have to react to that.
Yeah.
And he's just reacting to what he feels like it would be if they're in his nose.
Yeah. Or he sneezes, or he is like, they're playing music and he can hear it really loud and no one else can hear it and stuff like that. And the bad guy is the dude from, who's that old white man? The movie UHF, the Weird Al movie.
Okay.
Probably another reason why I like him so much.
The bad guys.
He's just an old white guy. He was probably on TV and stuff. Didn't this episode end like 5 minutes ago?
I mean, you tell me.
What were we still doing here?
I don't know.
Chico, thank you very much.
Let's do this. Let's get out.
Ready.
A PFT Media production.